Welcome to Productivity Book Group. I'm your host and facilitator, Ray Sidney Smith. Thank you for joining us here on the live call or listening along on the Productivity Book Group podcast. Today, we'll be discussing the latter half of the book, Flow, The Psychology of Optimal Experience by veteran psychologist Dr. Mihai Csikszentmihalyi. If you are listening to the podcast, in the last book discussion call, I briefly biographized Dr. C, as we're going to call him, and summated the components of flow, this idea of optimal experience. So if you've missed that call, feel free to jump back to an episode for that, and you can hear me do that sort of beginning part. In this call, we'll be discussing primarily how flow can be achieved in our work lives and in the lives of others with whom we work. Additionally, we'll cover how to achieve harmony during solitude, times alone, among groups, when chaos erupts in our lives, and ultimately how we find our autotelic selves through meaning. I'm excited about this call, so let's dive into the discussion and see where it leads us. I wanted to start off with us really talking about if we feel flow in our current work life, and how do we get there? So who wants to kick it off and talk a little bit about their current work life and whether or not they feel flow and what gets them into that flow state at work?
I guess I can provide some feedback on that question.
Sure.
I guess for me, you know, the flow state is when I've definitely kind of captured my task accurately. I feel very comfortable. Okay, I sketched it out. I know what I need to do. And I'm just kind of able to go about executing that almost like autonomously. And, you know, even though it's like maybe deep or complex work, it doesn't really feel that way. And then just like kind of as a sidebar, you know, sometimes also like the music, like I like electronica type music. So sometimes like the steady beat also kind of just helps continue to achieve like that zone, like what I call kind of getting in a good work zone.
So in a way, it's providing you sort of a tempo to work at, and it's somewhat removing potential distraction because it's sort of taking over some of that semi-conscious mind.
Right. Like it's like very relaxing, even though it, you know, looks like electronica type beat. It's weird. It has like a mellow effect.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do the same, similar. I mean, it's not electronica, but it's usually some kind of Baroque classical music. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, it's that idea of like, it's not lyrics, and it's just, it's got a tempo to it, and it allows me to be able to sort of cloud out potential other sounds, you know, that might be interesting to me, like my office mate's conversation with their coworkers or whatever it's going on, you know, outside of me. It's like that's all drowned out and I can just focus on what I'm supposed to be doing. I actually, this is just like something that I do, is I actually will, if I'm on a conference call, I will put my headset on and actually pipe Baroque classical music on behind the call. So I'm listening to Baroque classical music while I'm actually on the conference call with someone, so that, you know, it's like if there's any other ambient noise, the ambient noise that I'm going to hear is the music and not what's going on around me. And that allows me to be able to fully focus on what's going on the call.
Wow. So the secondary track of the classical music doesn't distract your ability to focus and retain the conversation on the telecom?
Nope, not at all. Because, you know, at least in my, you know, on my computer, I can adjust the volumes of whatever program I have open. So I just go into the volume mixer and I set the music to, you know, its lowest setting. I use my voice over IP from my computer, so it's, you know, through my headset. So the callers are not hearing, no one's hearing the music but me. So the music's in my head, so to speak. And I'm hearing at a very low volume, but it's just enough so that I can hear it in the background without it being distracting to me, but also while it being above any noise that would be around me. It would be very similar to using...
Are you listening to Baroque music right now?
No, I'm actually not, but I should be. I should be. I normally do. That's a little secret, but I normally do. I normally have it on. And if I didn't, I was just shuffling to get my headphones on when folks dialed in. But no, I normally would be having it playing, and it's just really wonderful to be able to use those. So it would be very similar to having noise canceling headphones, you know, like the Bose versions, you know, have those noise canceling headphones. It'd be something similar to that, except that for me, a little bit of noise really helps me, that little bit of music helps me to sort of focus on things better. It's sort of a contradictory or sort of a psychological sort of irony that you need a little bit of noise to drown out the distractions of other things. But Bonnie, how about you? What do you feel like gets you in the flow or whatnot in your work life?
It wouldn't be enough to achieve flow on its own, but I also like some noise in that if I'm working on stuff on my own rather than being home, I sort of like being out in a cafe or at the library better, like having there be some people there and some activity going on rather than being at home and having it be quiet. So that's one thing. And I also was thinking what sort of activities, even though there's some things that are more challenging that probably, you know, I might say that I like more, like figuring out how to model the fields in a database or figuring out how to write a script. The things where I really lose my sense of self might be something where putting together things that are already written, like editing them and weaving them together. Or I used to work at Corbis, where we did a lot of work with photographs, like cataloging and figuring out what keywords were being searched on for the photographs. And that would often have me lose my sense of self.
Mm.
And I'd wake up and, you know, it was 20 minutes later.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I was still working, but I didn't notice the time pass at all.
Yeah, that's really phenomenal. I mean, that's great. Actually, when you were talking about the idea of going to a cafe, I have a friend who, you know, works in an office by herself in sort of a larger office suite, and she uses a variety of number of applications that create the sounds of a cafe behind her so that she feels like she's at a cafe even when she's not, when she's in her office working. And there's a website
called Coffitivity.
Yeah. Fantastic. I'll put the link to it in the show notes. But yeah, I definitely have used that before, and it's pretty cool. You know, you have sort of these coffee shop sounds. Which ones do you like to use?
The cafe one.
Yeah, the cafe.
It's funny because for years there's been, like, you could get a CD or recording of something to help you sleep, or like the sound of waves or a rainforest. But now we have ones that you play on your computer to make you feel like almost more awake.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And so I typically like the Paris Paradise, as it's called. That track is pretty good for me. But so that's really funny. The idea of using soundscapes in this completely other way, you know, I don't know if I said this on the last call or on prior calls, but I'm a new uncle and very excited about it. And, you know, I keep recommending to my brother and sister-in-law about the use of, you know, soundscapes for my new niece. You know, it's sort of the, you know, the lull of waves and rain and those kinds of things really do help, on that side of things, but maybe a little bit of soundscapes of a cafe would also really help her when she's awake, you know, to sort of keep her mind active. You know, as I was thinking about question one in terms of flow in my own current work, you know, because most of my work is in front of people, you know, either teaching or training in some way, shape, or form, I have a natural that structure creates flow for me. You know, I mean, a full 7 or 8 hours on my feet in front of a group of participants at any particular workshop or seminar, I'm always in that state. You know, as soon as I start, I'm just there, and time floats away, and that's a real problem because, you know, I have to have a timer because otherwise I'd talk on forever. And so I think that, you know, in that way, at least in my work in workshops and seminars, I have the luxury, really the blessing of being able to be put in that flow state on a regular basis. And that, again, it has all the functional features of what would create flow. You know, I have metrics to, you know, engage me. I'm looking to see whether or not my seminar participants or my workshop attendees are focused on me, whether they're making eye contact or whether they're playing on their phones, you know, or, you know, doing whatever they're doing on their laptops, even if they might be taking notes. You know, I'm